Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Saturday morning, Kruger and Chapman back with you for another Saturday morning extravaganza, the final Saturday before the NFL draft. We're going to have dueling mocks. We need you to grade them. We're going to go with the latest intel, hopefully the best mock you've ever seen. Let's go right now. Come on aboard. Off and running Saturday morning, exactly 1 week before the final day of the NFL draft. Thursday night, it all begins. The Niners have 11 picks, including the 11th pick overall. Welcome to the Krug Show, brought to you by Pig at a Pickle. John Chapman is here. Our dual stream for both channels. And, of course, on my side, we're brought to you by Pig at a Pickle, the best barbecue in all of Northern California. Check them out. They're in Emeryville. They're in Corte Madera. They're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. or until they run out. And they do run out. So get there early. Go say hi to Damon and Mary. Get some brisket. Get some brisket chili. Tell them the Krug sent you. And we're also brought to you by our good friends at LearnKey Upskill Academy. Great news for the Krug Show subs. Our sponsor LearnKey is offering a free cybersecurity course valued at $99. The course is titled Protect Yourself, Protecting Yourself and Your Organization. It's 1 hour long, and you get the essential tips on how to keep you and your company safe online. It's a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Click the link in the description of the video to claim your free course and start LearnKey today at upskill.learnkey.com. And we should also remind you, today is the final our final chance to kind of recommend that you sign up for our April NFL Draft Challenge. We're giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a $50 Visa gift card, John, all part of our LearnKey NFL Draft Challenge. If you can predict the top 12 picks in the NFL Draft, you can win a $100 Visa gift card. It's totally free to enter. Just fill out the Google form linked in the description below with your predictions 1 through 12. And the entries will be graded on how many correct player to pick matches you get. First place wins $100. Visa gift card. Second place gets a $50 Visa gift card. Both guys who win, or both people who win, could be women, can appear on the Krug Show during draft weekend. So hit the link, lock in your draft board, and let's see who really knows their draft. Good luck, and big thanks to LearnKey Upskill Academy for sponsoring the show and sponsoring the contest. And as I said, the link is in the description, and fire away. Win that $100 gift card. John, good to see you, man. You know, we're off and running on a Saturday, and this is the final Saturday before Thursday night's first round of the draft. And I think we've been doing these mocks, and they've been a lot of fun, and we've been partnering on the mocks. Today, we decided that we will go dueling mocks, and we'll talk about it afterwards, and we'll let the fans decide in a poll on Twitter and of course, here, which they think is the best. And we want to go with a couple parameters today. You got to take at least one FCS or Division II or Division III player. So it can't all be powerhouse schools. It has to be one small school guy. There has to be two players taken from the same school. Okay, so you got to pick where you're going to take two players from. And then we'd like to play it out according to the intel, the latest intel that we have on the 49ers and their drafting. So why don't we go into that real quick? What do we actually know? And it's hard to say because it's lying season. So just seeing like a player mock to the Niners constantly isn't really intel. Intel would be like Matt Barrows the other day, who covers the Niners, said the Niners are very unlikely to draft James Pierce or Mike Green at number 11 due to character concerns. So I would consider that intel, and that's only Matt's. He didn't say he had a source, but you know, I think that's his intel. Another example of intel would be Tony Pauline went on Steph Sanchez's pod this week and said that in his mind, based on the people that he's talking to, the Niners are down to the defensive end or the defensive tackle at 11. Shamar Stewart or Walter Nolan were the two guys he named. But who knows? Maybe, you know, for our intents and purposes, you know, maybe we'll go, you know, either D end or D tackle at with that first pick. Maybe the other intel that Tony had was that he believes the 49ers really like Vatek corner Dorian Strong on day two. And they also really like Oluwafemi Oladejo on day two. So that means day two corner, day two edge rusher. So maybe we'll try to fall in line with that and maybe look for either those guys or maybe, you know, those positions on day two. So, and then trades are totally fine. If we wind up with the same number of picks, great. If we wind up with a different number of picks, that's all right as well. We're going to use the draft simulator called, what's it called again? Stick to the model. So we're going to use that one, and I've only used it once. So it's not like I've got, you know, secret little corners of the mock draft where I know where all the good players are buried. I really don't. I'll have to just kind of discover it as we go. So John, is there any, based on your, you know, all this, you've been talking Niners every day and running the channel, one of the more successful channels out there. What kind of reaction, what kind of intel? I mean, I just threw out the intel that I've heard. But you may have some more intel that you think we could add to kind of our draft thought process before we get rolling.
You know, you look at just the track record of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and their draft evolution, which they have changed kind of the parameters throughout their 8 years, now 9 years, with the 49ers and how they target certain players. The one thing that has remained 100% consistent is when they have a dire need on the roster, they address that, especially if it's at a premium position. Defensive line, offensive line, wide receivers, places like that. So when you look at this roster and you see the glaring needs at two defensive tackle spots and defensive end opposite of Bosa, it's very easy to connect the dots and say, man, defensive tackle, defensive end have to be amongst the priority. And then you match that up with the visits, the official 30 visits or any of the visits and contacts they've made. Again, shout out to Steph Sanchez for tracking all that. Defensive line is overwhelming. In fact, edge is way ahead of interior defensive line. So, like, I think the majority of 49ers fans would say defensive tackle is the biggest need. That's what I would say as well. But whenever you look at the meetings and the top 30 visits, edge is by far priority one. So, you know, you stack that with Tony Pauline's, you know, what he said, edge in round one seems to make the most sense. They have spent the most time. Mikael Williams, Shamar Stewart, James Pierce Jr., David Walker, like they have met so many guys that are going to go early at the edge position in their top 30. Or so, like, I think that whenever you get all these things that are all agreeing together and you sift through line season, as you talked about, I think you're 100% right, Larry. I would be shocked if the first pick was not a defensive lineman. I personally, and I think a lot of 49ers fans would like offensive tackle if one's available, just because of the future and Trent's age, last year Colton McKivitz, so on and so forth. But if I was a bet man, which I am, defensive line has to be where it's at, Larry.
No question. And yet offensive line has to be addressed. And if you said, like, what do the Niners really need to address? To me, they got to address the D-line, D-tackle, edge, got to address the O-line. I think you got to address the linebacker, and I think you got to give yourself at least a weapon or two that's dynamic, and I think you got to find yourself a corner. So, I mean, though, if you said what are the absolute needs, I'd say corner, linebacker, D-line, O-line, and offensive skill positions, you know, weapons. You got to have some more dynamic weapons if you're going to win. So they're really, really slow, and they're not very dynamic right now. They lost Debo. They lost Ayuk. So to me, they need weapons too. So there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. in 49ers, the 49ers 2025. Anthony Belton had a 30 visit, Krug. Great job talking about him. Yes, I do take credit for his 30 visit.
You should.
Without me, he wouldn't have been invited. You know what, Anthony? We had no interest, but there was this guy on YouTube who was talking you up, and so we decided to bring you in. But he did run an outside zone, you know, a zone scheme. He played in a zone scheme. The guy's a condominium complex, and he's, you know, played in a very comparable scheme. And by the way, Dane Brugler, who's on my NFL draft show later today, and I'm doing a two-hour draft show today on KMBR from 12 to 2. I want to tell everybody about that, 12 to 2. And the guest today will be Dane Brugler, Matt Maiocco, Ryan Fowler from the Draft Network, and Todd Husak, the
good
former
Lord.
Quarterback.
That is an all-star lineup, dude. Yeah. Larry, can I just say thank you for all the faithful. I mean, what you're putting out there, man.
Thank you, man.
Legend. Legend. God, that's awesome.
Well, dude, you know me, dude. It's a labor of love. I mean, I'm doing this not for it's there's no work involved. I mean, it's all love. And by the way, before we get off and running here, we haven't yet to promote. Do you still have room available in the draft party for Thursday and Friday? John's having a draft party in the city. Demo Lenore is scheduled to be in the house, and tickets are still available. Before we get rolling, John, tell people about the draft party and how they can buy a ticket here. I would imagine there's a lot of people that, man, they were thinking, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the draft, and this might be perfect.
Yeah, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We still do have tickets available for day one and day two, and it's going to be packed. I mean, we're talking big screen TVs and a 49ers draft panel, on stage giveaways. Kids are free. All kids get it free with a ticket and an adult. 49ers trivia, competitions. We're going to have merch available, plus meet and greet D'Amador Lenore. Come on now. Come on out. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're going to be at Broadway Studios in the North Beach area day one and day two. Doors open 1 hour before draft starts each day. And, man, it's going to be a blast. Food, drinks, you name it. It's going to be a wonderful time with the faithful.
That sounds great. Everybody sign up. Once again, if they want to sign up, it's just go to the website.
Yep, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
There you go. Sign up, everybody, and enjoy draft night with John and Demo, and it's going to be good Thursday and Friday night. Tommy Huxley says, Larry, didn't read my super chat. Oh, Tommy, the last thing I ever want to do is miss somebody's super chat, and obviously you must be talking about a different stream, right? Because obviously we have no supers up yet today. But Tommy, I apologize. I really do. I, you know, somebody puts their hard-earned money in the chat and supports the channel. Guys like John and I want to make sure that we pay that off every single time. And I must not have seen it. And if it was last night during the stream, I was about four beers in. So my excuse. Friday night is my Giants drinking show. And the Giants scored no runs, so I'm just sitting there powering down beers. So, if you put a super in last night's show, you know, there was the fog of beer. That's what happens when you power down too many Sierra Nevadas. All right, let's get this off and rolling. Is there anything else you want to get to as far as topic wise before we get into the mocks? I mean, there is the latest on Purdy. You know, that there's a couple interesting little things I think for the Niners going into this draft. One, Daniel Jeremiah said yesterday that he expects the 49ers are probably going to trade down. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So that could be part of this as well, part of the intel. He also pointed out something that you and I and others have been pointing out, which is this is an enormous pressure draft for the 49ers. And Jeremiah's thought was the 49ers need a high hit rate. You know, they really, if they're going to contend, they're going to have to hit on day three picks in this draft and find some useful, very useful players. I'm not saying they have to find Brock Purdy, but they got to find some useful players on day three, or they're kidding themselves about, you know, any kind of Super Bowl or playoff run. I think, you know, I know it's an easy schedule, but this is not just like, they got two good players out of the draft and they blew the rest of the picks. No, that's going to be a colossal fail. They really need a high hit rate in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, there you talked about all the needs that they have because they really punted on free agency. And so whenever you lose, you know, 8+ starters and you don't replace any of them, that's difficult. So now you have 11 draft picks, which is the most in the Shanahan Lynch era ever entering into a draft, which is good. And you have 11 draft picks projected next year as well, which is great. But now you have to hit on those. Yeah, you walked away from the draft last year with four quality players. Got to do a little bit better. Which you're setting the degree of difficulty of draft standings at 10 before you even walk into draft weekend. But hey, you got to hit, and there's room. And in the past, Larry, when we do these mocks, we'd be like, man, I'm not sure there's enough room for all these rookies. Not this year. There is room, ample space for rookies to make it at any position, offense, defense, you name it. Got 11 picks. If you can get five hits, then I think you're going to be all right.
As far as is there anything late breaking, you know, that maybe people are unaware of or whatnot? I would say the only thing that I saw that I thought was interesting as far as late breaking stuff, John, was Jackson Dart and Mikel Williams, who had been planning to go to the draft, are now not going to the draft. And Hairston, the corner from Kentucky, has announced that even though he wasn't planning, now he is planning. And generally, when I see those headlines, my thought is the guys who are going are getting really, really good indications about where they're going in the draft, so they want to be there. Guys who don't want to be there are getting the opposite. They're getting indications that they may not go in round one, and they don't want to be the subject, like Aaron Rodgers was, of the cameras for 3 hours in a national TV thing, or be the last guy in the green room, and so on and so forth. So I'm actually kind of happy if this is the case. I saw Todd McShay late last night in a video said that he felt like Mikel Williams' ceiling was 13. Who's 13 in this draft?
13, two, that's Miami, which I think they're going O-line or corner, but yeah, around that range.
Yeah, he said right around that range. Maybe it was a different team, but it was definitely behind 11. It was like that. He said that the highest for Mikel Williams would be 13, I think he said. So I'm not a big Mikel Williams fan because I just watched a lot of his games and I didn't see a ton of production. I will say this, I'm a little bit more favorable on Derek Harmon than I was a week ago. I'm a little bit more favorable on Kelvin Banks than I was a week ago. I don't think those are heinous picks by any stretch. I know Harmon doesn't have great numbers against the run, and some scouts think Banks is a guard, but I think there's enough movement ability to stay at tackle. So I'm not totally anti those picks, but I'm not feeling the Mikel Williams one. And the same fears that most people have about Shamar Stewart, I have a lot of similar fears about Mikel Williams, slightly different, you know, a little bit less athletic, but the production I didn't think was there. So let's get into it. We won't go any further. What we're going to do is we're not going to try to jump back and forth. We'll let John go first and put together the mock, and we'll just root him on, and then I'll jump in, and then we'll compare. And by the way, we have one super here from Shane Colamarino. Is this one of your regulars, John? He says, "What's up, John? Larry, just want to show some love to the two best doing it."
That's what's up, man.
Oh, that's us. Thank you, boys. Wish I could make that draft party, John. I personally hope there is an offensive tackle for us. We need a line for Purdy. So there you go. Out of the chute. And then let's see. I also highlighted this one. Mason Wright. I need a Shamar Stewart discussion because you two are on opposite sides of how you view him. We can get into a quick Shamar if we want at some point here. I don't know if you want to talk about Shamar right here. You want to push it back. We all know the yin and the yang of this, right? Shamar Stewart was a guy who played defensive line for A&M, and if you watch A&M as I do, they didn't play him at defensive end all the time. They moved him around, and sometimes he played inside, and sometimes he played in like three different spots on the line over the course of the year. And he got pressures. He led them in pressures, but he didn't finish. And his missed tackle rate was through the roof. But then he went to Mobile, and A&M always knew what they had as far as a big time talent. He was a 5-star guy, right? He's super huge, super fast. But he led them in pressures on a good line with good players on it. But he didn't finish, and he missed too many tackles against the run. So that's his film. Then he goes to Mobile. And by the way, the upside of Shamar is that he plays ridiculously hard. He really does play hard. He doesn't have any consistency to his hand placement, and he doesn't finish, and he needs coaching, and I don't think he was well coached. So then he goes to Mobile, and he was so good that he only played for 2 days, and then they shut him down because he was the best player on the field. So they shut him down, and you know, then he goes to Indy, and he puts on a absolute clinic. I mean, probably one of the best workout combinations of anybody there. And now you have Tony Pauline saying the Niners are going to either take him or Walter Nolan at 11. And there's a lot of people that see that 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons at A&M and are like, no, no. But before you yell no, 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 let me just say this. Don't overreact to sack production, especially when you're talking about a big-time athlete, because Danielle Hunter had the identical career. He really did. Go look it up. He played 3 years at LSU. He had the exact same thing, exactly the same, 4.5 career sacks. And Danielle Hunter, because of those 4.5 career sacks, didn't quite have the workout numbers that Shamar did, fell. Yeah, I think he went in the third round. He has 99.5 career sacks in the NFL. All right. So I'm not saying the production doesn't matter. I'm a big believer that production does matter. I'm not saying that pressure is all that matter. Sacks matter. I mean, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. You got to get the guy on the ground. But ultimately, like Dane Brugler, who's, I think, pretty sharp, says that he thinks that the combination of his traits and his motor, that he's going to have a great NFL career and his best football lies ahead. And that's all I would say as well. I understand the pause, and there's pause on a number of prospects. And that's the reason to pause on him. He didn't finish and he missed tons of tackles, but he's a very, very good run defender. He's a high motor guy with unbelievable traits. And it really, for the Niners perspective, if I was John Lynch, I would probably put this decision in the hands of Chris Kocurek and Robert Saleh and lean heavily on what they recommend. If they say Walter Nolan, I'm going Walter Nolan. If they say Shamar Stewart, I'm going Shamar Stewart. If I'm Lynch, that's how I feel about it. Those are the coaches that have to coach them up. So that's kind of how I feel. Go ahead, John. I mean, obviously, you know, you can give the other side. I mean, I think we laid it out, but give me your perspective for sure.
Yeah. I think that this is like the classic scout versus coaching conversation. And you get these prospects that are easy to fall in love with from one side or the other. And Shamar Stewart is a scout's dream, which, Larry, I think you're one of the better, you are a scout. Like, you couldn't delete that from your nature if you tried to. And yeah. So you see the traits, you see the body, you see the workout, you see all those things. And it's just like, wow, if the ceiling play is off of the charts. Me, I look at things a little bit more from a coaching perspective, and I'm just like, man, why could this guy not get the production at all? And I do think that he is a quality run defender, but I do struggle with, you know, whenever I'm watching the tape, he loses outside contain consistently because of the lack of awareness for him. And you said it, like, the traits are there. Can you coach him up? And so if you can get Chris Kocurek and Robert Saleh to sign off, because I guarantee you the 49ers scouts love this dude, and they did have him in for a top 30. So I think that the problem that I have is I don't like swing for the fences picks early. I like those picks late. I want guys that are going to make this roster. Now, it'd be different if we're sitting here and it's the 2022 Niners, you know, fresh off a deep playoff run. You've got depth, you've got consistency, and whatever else. But I don't see that as this roster. I'm like, you can't miss early. And I'm not sitting here saying Shamar Stewart's a miss. Mm-hmm. I don't personally like him as a first rounder. If he fell to the second, which he won't, I'm fine with missing out on that opportunity. And this is another problem of the draft is I don't think that there is a guy that is going to be there at 11 that everybody's going to be like, yep, this is a surefire hit at a surefire position. And everybody likes some scouts and coaches. That's just not this draft. It really, really isn't. But somebody's got to go at 11. If it was Shamar Stewart, I can understand it. I would not like it, but you do have to fall in love with the ceiling on him. Like, that is imperative, and that's what he brings. The movement and the motor are off the charts. The work ethic, off the charts. It's just the football awareness during the plays I always struggle with, but man, it's not for a lack of effort or a lack of, you know, workouts or whatever else. He just hasn't put it together. Me personally, I have him ranked 50th on my board. I know I'm way lower on him than almost everybody else, but if you want to convince yourself of the Shamar Stewart, you have to buy into that ceiling, which is elite. And if he hits it, you are getting Danielle Hunter. That is exactly what you're getting. If he hits, 4.5 sacks through 3 years is rough. That is hard.
It's low. I mean, it's low. He did lead them in pressures, but, you know, sack pressures are nice, but sacks are the ultimate.
Springtime is here, and baseball season is officially underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineups. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, or first inning runs, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 1,000 your cash today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match players' projections from different sports, combine your favorite baseball players with your players from basketball, hockey, esports, and much more. Also, Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick, easy deposits into this sports season. So, sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So head over to prizepicks.com, or you can go to the app, download the app today, and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, go to prizepicks.com or download the app and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles, little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind, the long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
One other thing I thought was kind of interesting today. Did you see that Jalen Walker and Mikel Williams had a follow-up workout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, shirt and shorts workout. Jalen Walker is going to blow the doors off anybody, probably in this draft class. And I love Jalen Walker. I just struggle, again, man, what is he? We talked about themes for our mock draft. My theme is going to be experience. I want experienced players. So, like, just off that alone, like, Jalen Walker has the least amount of experience for any player at any position anywhere in this draft. But the athleticism, and again, I'm not taking a tweener with no athleticism at pick 11. I know a lot of people have him as a top 10, and I do not disagree with that. I just, football, like, selfishly, I want to see him go to a 3-4. I just think that's where he belongs. 6-1, yeah, the elite athleticism. I want him in the TJ Watt role, and I don't think we really have that with the 49ers, even though it's a need. But I'm just like, man, for me, I want experience, and I want – I don't want translation and like, oh, let's see what happens here. I'm out on those type of players, but that's just my draft MO. But yeah, he is. You watch that workout and you're like, Jalen Walker should go top 10.
You know, is there a player, John, that as we're getting closer to this thing, you're getting really bullish on? And the only reason I bring that up is, you know, our friend Brad Graham has a video out on
does great work, man.
On Jalen Walker, and he's got a little video out here, and he says that he's falling in love with Jalen Walker. This is number 11. And look at this. Look at the sprint speed there and the close on the Texas.
He is the best graded spy I've ever seen in the history of me grading prospects, which we're at about 10 years now, so you deal with that what you will. But, like, he is the best spy. Like, if you have an athletic quarterback in your division or in your – like, come on, man. Like, he is the best
a Kyler
spy
Murray
I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, a Kyler Murray possibly?
Now, the problem is Sala doesn't do that. We do cover right. one under, but we don't run spy.
Right. No, I personally – you know, if you said to me, you know, as I've said, this guy, I think is kind of like a Patrick Willis in that I think he's going to play inside linebacker. He's just going to be a great pass rushing inside linebacker at times, you know I mean? And, you know, the Niners blitz Willis at times. I see a lot of the same traits. When I say, you know, Willis, I mean, obviously Willis played inside linebacker at Ole Miss. This guy plays defensive end. So it's a totally different college tape, but as far as athlete and guy, Willis was so clean and such a, as far as, you know, very, very into football, very smart, very athletic. I mean, walkers, all those things. He's so good, in fact, that he's probably not going to be there for the Niners. Let's be completely honest. He's probably going to be going 10th overall or something like that. One more super before we get rolling. Jack the Ripper. Morning, gents. Purdy signs for less than 50. Shamar Stewart ends up top 5 of the class, and we make the playoffs in 2025. Best two guys in the game to listen to. Great Saturday morning. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you.
Man, that was awesome.
Seriously, very cool. All right, John, let's fire away. Let's get this show on the road. You're going to go first, and you have the ability to bring it up on the screen. So I'll just sit back and
away all right. You go. So you got
to. Oh, and by the way, we were talking about, like, you know, do you have a theme? Okay, and do you have a you know, something that you're looking to do? For me, I'm looking for, I really believe my theme, and, like, if Robert Saleh and John Lynch and, you know, Chris Cassera came to me and said, Krug, you're all about the Niners. What's your plan? My plan would be go big. When I say big, go for bigger bodies on the defensive line. And I want smaller linebackers who can run and hit. And then I want big corners, long corners who can come up and run support on the edges. So I want, and then I want a thumper intimidator. We know what the Niners want in the safety. I want to find me another Malik Mustafa. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the thumper safety to go with Mustafa. I'm looking for a long-armed corner or two. I'm looking for a big defensive lineman, big body guys across the board, even at defensive end. And I'm looking for undersized but productive and fast linebackers. And I'm going to dominate the O-line up front with my big bodies. I'm going to cover that second level with my linebacker speed, and I'm going to end you on the edges with my length and tackling ability at corner. And if you're going to try to throw something in the middle of the field, I got a thumper who's absolutely going to take your freaking head off. So that's what I'm looking for. And that, you know, offense, I'm just looking for, you know, a great offensive lineman that fits my scheme and a dynamic playmaker or two. And if I can find a quarterback that I really love in the mid rounds, I'll try to squeeze that in as well. That's my plan. But go ahead, John.
All right. So you just got to click on my thing to bring it up to the stage, which is right next to the present. There we go. So we're using Stick to the Model. And again, my goal is to get two Texas players or two Ohio State players. Like, if I have, we're doing two players from one school.
One
I think
small
you do
school
a
guy,
track.
two players from one school, one small school guy, and some theme.
There we go. And my theme is experience. I want guys who have played a lot of football. That's the idea. I'm not even entertaining trading up, so I'm just hitting start, and I'm going to let it roll. Mason Graham, Abdul Carter, gone.
And trades are fine, by the way, if you want. Any trade up, trade back, your total, you know, whatever you want to do, you're going to do. But your theme is experience.
That's the goal. We'll see how it goes
that's the goal.
Once we get here.
And you're going either Texas, maybe, or Georgia?
Texas or Ohio State. I'm taking the chalk there, right? They're both – Ohio State's going to have the most players drafted. Texas is going to have second most. Ole Miss or Georgia probably third. So we're sitting here looking at the big board. Tyler Warren, Will Johnson, Colston Loveland, Shedeur Sanders. So we might have some – yeah, we got four trade offers. Jahdae Barron, Mikael Williams, Shamar Stewart, Jahad Campbell, Mike Green. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, man, I think this is kind of how the board's going to go. And if it is, you're going to try to trade back if you can trade back, right? You got a really good trade back here from Atlanta. I'm not sure how realistic it is getting a 15th and a second round pick. Yeah, that's very enticing. The Denver one, 20 and 51. Green Bay, I think this is probably the most likely. Miami giving up 11 and, you know, fall back two spots and pick up a late third. And again, it even shows you.
Who do you think Miami would want in that scenario? Who would they be trading up for, you think?
Probably the corner. If they're trading Jalen Ramsey with Will Johnson sitting there, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so the best trade, and it even shows you 123%. So, like, I'm kind of stuck here, Larry, because I want to do a trade. Do I go with the realistic one, or do I go with the best one that is offered?
Go with the best one offered because,
all right.
I mean, unless you think it's crazy, crazy. I mean, what's crazy about that, that they would give their second-round pick? I know nobody typically moves their second-round pick, but you got to remember the Falcons are pretty impulsive. And they went, you know, last year, I mean, they went with Penix on an impulse. And if you can get 46 and move down four spots, it seems like you're winning the trade overwhelmingly, but it's not one of those, you know, NFL draft mock database trades where you get like nine picks.
No.
And you know, you could have like a 50 man draft class after five trades there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, just for realistic sake, I'm going to take the little bit lesser trade with the Broncos. They're falling from, they're coming up to 20. So we're going to get there 20 and 51. It's a 106. I got to try my hardest to keep this whatever. And I think that this is ideally where the 49ers would want to go, because this is where you get the linebackers, the defensive tackles that are there that fit. James Pierce, we talked about. Tony Pauline, probably not going to fit. You got Jahad Campbell, Mike Green, probably not going to fit. So I'm cool passing on those guys. But now I'm sitting here looking at Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan. Love.
They're all right.
Absolutely
together
love them. Now, I'm more of a Derek Harmon guy. I have Derek Harmon and Walter Nolan touching on my ranks, but I do have Derek Harmon one spot above. So I'm going to go Harmon here, and I'm going to let it ride. So I got Derek Harmon early. I'm a big fan of his. But if it was Walter Nolan, I'd be happy. If you trade back and you get Kenneth Grant, I'm happy. So there is no issues at all with what's happening. Look at that. Donovan Jackson sitting there. Freaking love that. And I have no problem. I think offensive line's a bigger need than the 49ers do. TJ Sanders is sitting there.
Interesting. It's interesting too, John, just to interject here. What's interesting to me is this pick. I think this is going to, in a lot of ways, the really interesting pick, because every mock I do, there's somebody sitting at 43 that's like, you got to be kidding me. You know what I mean? So I kind of feel like 43 is going to have a number of players there that really could have been first round picks.
Yeah, well said. And I love the third round is my favorite. But man, I'm sitting here staring at Donovan Jackson. I don't care. Plug and play starter, building through the trenches, makes Brock Purdy better, makes the run game better. You now have versatility at the offensive tackle because he can kick out. Simple. I'm taking Donovan Jackson, building with the defensive tackle first, and then I build it. And man, Donovan Jackson did get the best of Derek Harmon in their first matchup, but then he got kicked outside when Josh Simmons injury or whatever. But anyway, I've got my
Jackson,
first Ohio
that,
State
That's
guy.
Interesting because Dane Brugler, who's got the Beast draft guide, did not have Banks listed as a tackle. He had him listed as a guard, and he didn't have Jackson listed as a guard. He had him listed as a tackle. Now, I know Jackson played left tackle on the national championship team, but he was a guard before that. But you know what? I think Jackson and Booker are in their own category. And if you can get either one of them, I think Donovan Jackson would start week one in this team at left guard.
I think he would as well. And I mean, talk about having Pooney and Donovan Jackson together. Do they value it that much? That's a question. But the value there, especially with this trade back, because now we're sitting at pick 50, and man, you can get a stud tight end, Mason Taylor. You can get a stud linebacker, Carson Swisinger. You can get another stud edge guy, JT Tumalau, which that's what I'm going to go with, because I'm checking boxes here. And so this is a bonus pick because we fell back. JT Tumalau, elite motor, loves football. Check, check, check. Played a lot of football. I would have waited Carson Swissinger there, but I said experience. He's only started for 1 year. So that's a little bit of a rough one.
That's a good one. That's a good name. You know, I wasn't a huge fan of JT Tuamolo. I kind of had him and Sawyer in the similar category.
Right.
But you know what? I went back and watched Tuamolo more this week. What I really admire about him was how productive he was in the playoffs. I mean, he had a bunch of pressures and sacks, and he really elevated in the playoffs. So, to me, I like guys who play big in big games, and Tuamolo kind of proved it. Where Sawyer did play some big moments, obviously, he had a huge interception. But the stiffness of Sawyer, to me, is kind of the overarching trait in his game, so I'm not a huge fan.
So we've got Derek Harmon. We got our two Ohio State guys, Donovan Jackson. So we still need a small school guy at some point. I wonder if Jalen Royals is still here. I think he's gone. He is one of my favorite small school. Ooh, Charles Grant. I would not be upset about that, but it's a little early. Demetrius Knight. Love that play. Harold Fannin Jr. I love Harold Fannin Jr., man.
He has a good swing tackle, they say.
Yeah, he's played a lot. Jared Ivey, we've talked about him, but we already went defensive end. Running back, man, are there any corners here? Andrew Makuba, I love. There's Femi Oladejo.
Wow.
Chris Paul.
What pick are we at right now?
We are currently, I think this is 75.
Wow. 75, so 100. I don't think Oladejo's making it to 75.
I don't either.
But you know what? I mean, because he's considered, Kuiper had him down as one of the fastest risers of anybody in the draft. So I don't think he makes it there. I think if the Niners really want Oladejo, they probably got to trade back in round two or trade up in round three. But obviously, you know, we're playing this out the way it shakes out in the mock.
Right. So now I'm sitting here and I'm like, dude, I need a starting spot. I'm thinking about doubling up at defensive tackle, linebacker. There's some great linebackers here. Corners. There's some great corners here. And I'm just sitting here. I'm like, man, which one of these do I want to go with? And probably I think Demetrius Knight, thumper linebacker. I think he fits your, you know, experiences there. Thumper. I like that pick. I want the starter. I'm going Demetrius Knight here. I'm curious, man, we're going to double up on a couple picks probably.
Oh yeah. I love Demetrius Knight. I mean, he's just a savage linebacker. The speed, the hitting ability. I mean, he's just playing on a different level, different speed than the rest of the guys in the field.
Jacob Parrish went, who I was hoping fell, but now we're looking at corners and there's a lot of guys I really like. I love Denzel Burke. I like Zy Alexander. I like Quincy Riley, like Noah Williams, Dorian Strong. Still sitting there. So I'm like, man, there's four guys in this corner room that I have close, and we're picking at 113. This is pick 100. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wait on corner. That's probably going to be my next pick. Man, Oladejo still there. Anthony Belton there. Talk about experience. Oh, Kyle Williams still there. I think I'm going Kyle Williams. I'm getting the versatile wide receiver and just checking boxes. And whatever we come back up, I'm going to take corner here almost no matter what. Quincy Riley, Dorian Strong. We're taking Dorian Strong. Now, it's funny that you said, Pauline said day two. I have a fourth round grade on Dorian Strong. Dane Brugler has a fourth round grade on him, but
he didn't run a great 40. We're talking about a 4.50 40.
He's played a lot of football though. Experience,
big.
Press man coverage. Yeah. So I'm going Dorian Strong here. I think this is, you know, I have a fourth round grade on him. We're taking him here in the fourth. I'm cool with that as well.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing, John, you know, there is going to be, you know, some player that you just don't expect is always, that's just the way it works. I mean, it's like somebody's going to slip through the cracks, you know, and so you never know. I mean, I know that some of these things look like they may be unrealistic in a mock draft setting, but you'd be surprised. You know, weird things happen in these drafts.
And so, like, my favorite thing about what we've done so far is we got a DT, we got a defensive end, we got a linebacker, we got a corner. So now it's just like, okay, what do we got to do?
Needs.
Let's have some fun. And, man, I got to find some small school guys at some point because I'm in trouble. Jackson Slater's sitting there, but we got a guard up and stout, but we've got a corner. I'm not really seeing a lot, so we're going to have to wait. We're going to hold our small school spot till later.
Okay.
I'm going with the favorite. RJ Harvey is maybe my favorite running back to watch in this class. He is just electrifying.
Yeah.
I have him and DJ Giddens, which, man, shout out to Stick to the Model. My rankings reflect almost this exact same order. I'm going RJ Harvey here. I love that dude. Watching him play football is just worth the price of admission, for sure.
He's electric. He's electric, and he's a 4'4 flat guy, but he also carries some heft at 210 pounds on a 5'8 frame. So, you know, he's short, but he's kind of a little thicker, and he's really, really explosively fast. He's fun, man. He's fun to watch. I'm going to try to make sure he finds his way to my mock as well.
Man, I'm struggling finding some small school guys, Larry, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you just need an FCS player. You need an FCS player. I don't know how deep the mock is as far as or how deep it goes.
I think I'm going to hold off a little bit longer. We've got Chase Lunt here.
Connecticut.
Which I'm pretty excited about. And so we waited on offensive tackle. So I'm going to plug that in there. I think he's a good scheme fit. Not ideal. Like, no matter how you draft, there's going to be a position like, man, I wish we would have went earlier. Offensive tackle is that for me. Jeffrey Boss is still there. Man, linebackers are falling.
Yeah. The day three linebacker market's going to be really nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going with another defensive tackle. There's some quality guys here. I'm really big on Yaya Black. Huge. Riley Mills, Howard Cross, Tonka. Man, we talked about two. Why not? I'm getting another Ohio State guy. Give me Ty Hamilton. We've got three Pretty Ohio State guys.
Defensive interior player. Pretty solid.
Why not? Again, you could do a whole draft just on Ohio State and Texas guys. There's so many.
Oh, I know. Ohio State and Ole Miss, too. I mean, Ole Miss got a ton of guys.
So what don't we have? We've kind of gotten everything. Don't have a safety.
You got D-tackle. You got the left guard spot. You got the edge rusher. You got a linebacker with Demetrius Knight. You got a wide receiver in Kyle Williams. You got a corner in Dorian Strong. You got a running back in RJ Harvey. You got a tackle in Chase Lunt. You took Chase Lunt, yeah. And then you got another backup defensive tackle in Ty Hamilton. So,
defensive practice. There's some players that are your guy, Kyle Manong guy.
Oh, I know.
I Josh like Nick Martin.
Nick Martin. Some good players here.
No, this small.
This is reminding me why I need to trade back.
Yeah.
There's some really good players. Teddy.
There's
Buchanan,
our tight end.
Jalen Conyers.
I'm taking Jalen Conyers.
Yeah. That's
tight end. He fits.
Did you see the picture of him and Warner together?
Yeah. That was cool.
There's just something about Conyers that makes me feel like he might be their guy at tight end because he was a teammate of Ricky Pearsall. They brought him in for a 30 visit. He's a big tight end, but he's also a receiver and a blocker. You know what I mean? So there's a lot to like there.
Well, I'm sitting here scrolling.
Toronto, by the way, I asked Dane Brugler, was there an undersized day three linebacker that he felt fit the Niners? And he said Kane Medrano. I guess ran a really good 40.
Now I've got to get a small school guy. Why not go Sean Dolek, right? Linebacker, Buffalo.
Leading tackler, right, in the country.
A special teamer. I got my small school guy, so I checked that box.
Yep.
And now this is the last pick of the draft for us, for the 49ers. And man, you're staring at.
This is the last pick?
Yeah.
And you're right. Look at the board.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys there, man.
All kinds of good players. This is an incredibly good mock.
Jay Higgins, Teddy Buchanan, Jadon Blue, Nick Martin, Jaquavius Marks, Fadil Diggs, Edge, damn good player. Jabbar Muhammad, corner. I mean,
Brady Cook is there.
That's this draft.
Krosky Merritt is a good player.
Fun player.
Elijah Badger is a NorCal guy, I was told, from Florida. He's
man, Ricky White's still there. Is
Ricky
he big?
White, like, Biggers is monstrous. Eugene Asante. I think
you don't have a
Lynch
safety.
May like Dan Jackson. Lynch may
I'm
like
I'm
Dan
checking
Jackson.
It off. I'm going Dan Jackson. Dan safety. Jackson? Why not? Let's plug a need and worst comes worst. Special
four
team
at the Georgia Pro Day. 4-4-4, and he looked good in the All-Star game. I mean, you know, he's Dan Jackson. I mean, everybody's talking about Malachi Starks and Mountain for, you know, justifiably so, but Dan Jackson, pretty good safety as well.
All right, so I've got my draft. Go. Now look, it's your that. Time to do work.
I like.
I feel pretty
like
good
it.
About so, it though.
Derek Harmon. Save that. Let's not lose that. But Derek Harmon, Donovan Jackson, JT Tuimolo. So you went 1-2-3 D tackle, left guard, defensive
trenches,
end,
baby.
Then you went linebacker Demetrius Knight, wide receiver Kyle Williams, corner Dorian Strong, running back RJ Harvey, offensive tackle Chase Lunt, defensive tackle Ty Hamilton, tight end Jalen Conyers, small school linebacker Sean Dolak, and Dan Jackson to finish it out. And
I'm not upset.
The theme
experience.
The theme was experience. Okay.
All these guys played a lot of football.
I like it. I like it. Very, very strong. Very, very strong. Okay. So what are we going to do? Let's move that back here. And wait a second.
I'm excited to see what you're going to do.
Wait a second. Wait, how do I do this? Oh, there we go. Okay. So now I share the screen on the simulator on my side. Here we go. And we'll try my mock effort. All right. Here we go. Niners, 7 rounds, speed, start draft. Boom. Okay. My, you know, as I said, what am I looking for? I'm looking to rebuild the defense first and foremost, but I also on offense want to get some things done. And on offense, I want to get a running back for sure. I want to get an offensive left guard for sure. And I want a dynamic weapon in addition to that running back, either a receiver or a tight end or another running back. I want to get a dynamic weapon, a running back, and a left guard. And you know what? I'm going to trade back and I'm going to look for extra picks because I think that's probably the way I would go. And I do like the idea of Walter Nolan. So Niners are 11. If I want to trade back, how do I do this again?
You got to start it first. So you hit the start in the middle, down, 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 bottom red button in the middle. There you go.
All right, here we go. Now we're moving.
Now we're cooking.
Now we're cooking. Okay, so we're here at 11. And
similar to mine.
Tyler Warren's there. Jadai Barron's there. And Jihad Campbell's there. And I like all of them. And Nicky Manwari's there. I like him too. And you see Grant and Nolan down there and Booker. So I'm trading. So let's go to the trades. And I've got 3 coming my way.
Nice.
So let's see what we got. Cincinnati is offering 17 and 49. Green Bay is offering 23 and 54. And the Chargers are offering 22 and 55. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Yeah. So that's close to the trade back I did. So, like, we're getting comparable trades and comparable boards. So that's interesting. I really hope one of those happens.
I made that trade, right? Did I make that trade?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I made that trade, and did it go? How come Tyler Warren's still there?
You got to hit start. Yeah,
I can hit start again. Okay, I haven't moved myself around this one that much. Wait, why is it not? I'm hitting start. It's not going. Let's see.
Oh, no, you're on the clock. He's still there. Yeah, if you click on draft on the top left, it'll show you all the picks that just happened, and then player shows you where you're at now.
Let's click right there.
Draft.
Traded from 11, and so then at 11, Shamar Stewart went 11. Bengals traded up for Shamar Stewart. Tet McMillan goes to the Cowboys. Matthew Golden to the Cardinals. I think that might be reversed, by the way. Will Johnson to the Colts. Mikel Williams is off the board to the Falcons. And Jadai Barron goes to Miami. So here I am, one pick in front. Let me see. I've got offers to trade again. Let's see.
There you go.
Cleveland is offering 33 and 67. I don't want to go that far. Minnesota's offering 24 in future. I don't want future. Giants are offering 34-65. That's, I don't know if I like that. Tampa's offering 19 and future picks. That's too far. Let me see. How do I get out of close?
Just, there we go. Yeah, there you go.
All right. So let's take a look who's available. All right. Well, we're sitting here at, you know, this is a little bit of a reach area. But do I trade further down? I think I'm gonna take Walter Nolan here.
He's your guy, man. Draft
Walter Nolan. And by the way, Ole Miss is going to be the team that I try to pick from. They're going to be the team that I think I get somebody from, multiple players from.
So many D linemen, linebackers, corners. I mean, good gosh.
Trey Amos just went, so that he's off the board. Okay, so now I'm in the second round, and I've got Walter Nolan. And I'm looking down at this list. It's an interesting list. Do I go? There's a lot of different ways I could go here. Do I go with the receiver? Do I go with a lineman? I think I'm going to go offensive line, and I'm going to go Donovan Jackson.
Look at that. We doubled up, man.
Donovan Jackson, you know, there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like. I would be okay with Ursary as well, but I'm going Donovan Jackson there. All right, so now I'm in pick number 46. Or no, where am I? I'm in pick number 43.
It's 40. Yeah.
43.
No, so 43 is what you just did. This is the one you got for trading back. I don't remember the number. If you click on your picks on the right, it'll show you. Keep going to the right. Yeah, there you go. And it'll show you the number.
This is 49. This is the pick that I just got for trading down. So 49. All right. I just exit out of it, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. So 49. Let's see who's on the board here. Go Travion Henderson. Whew, there's a lot of good players here. I got Ole Miss as my theme. I could go Trey Harris. Kind of like that. Jalen Royal. Got a lot of the receivers are here, huh? Jalen Noel, Jalen Royals. Wow. Let's see. Okay. I think I'm going here. I want size on my defensive line. And I've got, let me look at the other defensive tackles who are there. So Farmer and Alexander and Omar Norman Lott are all there. CJ West, Aeneas Peebles, they're further down the board. Let me see corner-wise. Who are the corners? Let's see. There we go. Oh, I got to un. There we go. Jacob Parrish is there. Oof. Yeah.
Darren really Porter's the biggest corner known to man. That dude's an alien.
I know. He's a big corner. I like Zoff Frazier. He's a big corner. I like Noel Williams. He plays like a big corner.
Dude, that dude is a warrior.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. Man, this is tough. Edge. Let me check Edge here. Yeah, I mean, I could go Landon Jackson. Give you a
he's
big
huge.
Edge. Yeah. Let me look at the linebackers. Where are we? You know what? What pick are we at?
This is 49. This is the bonus pick for trading back.
Yeah, I Chris Paul, but he's at 97. That's a little too low for me. Do I go Schlesinger? I like Demetrius Knight. These are very difficult decisions.
Second round, I feel this way all the time. Third round, I love. Every time in the second round, I'm like, I feel this way every time.
Yeah, I you know. To me, this is the dynamic pick, you know, where I can kind of go whatever direction I want to go. I think I'm going to go Trey Harris here. I love Trey Harris. To me, Trey Harris is a terrific starting receiver. 49ers are going to have a better receiver if they're going to. They can't just go with Ricky Pearsall and JJ. I mean, people are like, you know, getting so excited about Ricky Pearsall's last two games. It's like, okay, I'm excited too, but. You're going to put your whole season on that? I mean, I don't know. I would not. Okay, so now we're at pick 79, and let me check my picks again. Let's see. We have Walter Nolan, Donovan Jackson, Trey Harris.
Solid okay. foundation, man.
Solid foundation. I want a big defensive line. I like some other guys. Let me look at the edge. I think I'm gonna go Jarrett. Jarrett Ivey's at 85. Let's see. Chris Paul's at 97. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna shock some people with this one, but I'm gonna go with Jarrett Ivey. I like Jarrett Ivey from Mississippi, Ole Miss. He's a basketball player. He's 285 pounds. He's just now starting to get his pass rushing chops going. And I really like him quite a bit. All right, here we are. Now we're at our next pick. And we have, this is pick 100. So we have defensive, we have an edge, a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, and a defensive lineman. So we've hit the needs pretty much. Now let's see what else is out there. On this one, you know, I think I'm going to go with Chris Paul.
Your theme of Ole Miss, I think we got the entire starting roster. I freaking love it.
We got a lot of Ole Miss. But I really like Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul is going to be really good. All right, so now we've moved down here. This is pick 113, and we pick again at 138. So we've gone with four Ole Miss players out of five. Right now, there's people in the media room writing stories about what the heck's going on here. Why the Niners taking all these guys from Ole Miss? They didn't even make the playoff. All right, so now I'm sitting here, and this is tough because I pick. What was my next one? I've got 113 and 138.
Okay. So 25 picks between you.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really tough. This is really tough, but I'm going to go with the guy who's going to join me on the Krug Show tomorrow. And that's David Walker.
Ooh.
There's my small school guy, Central Arkansas. Central Arkansas edge rusher. Really like him. And now I had to pass on Aeneas Peebles to get him and RJ Harvey. But I really like that player. And I just lost out on JJ Pegues as well. All right. Now I'm looking for I said I want big corners. Dorian Strong staring right at me, and so's Kobe Bryant, so's Upton Stout. Those guys are all big corners for sure. Let's go all and see what the best is. Dorian Strong's right there, and supposedly they like him. That's a tough one. You know, looking down the road there. Okay, I don't have my corner yet, so I'm going to go Dorian Strong.
We both in that same spot took Dorian Strong at 138. So,
yeah.
No, I took him 113. So, you got him 25 picks later than me.
I got a little value.
Nice value. Nice.
A little value add there. Let's see. So, what do we got now? We've got defensive tackle, left guard. We got a wide receiver, starting wide receiver. We got a defensive end. We got a linebacker. We got another defensive end, which is, I do want numbers there. We got a corner. Okay, let's go back. Now let's see. I know I'm looking for a dynamic weapon potentially, or another defensive lineman or another corner. I think I'm going to go right here with Breshard Smith from SMU. Breshard Smith is a receiver, running back. He's been both. I think he could be either for the Niners. I kind of like him more going back to receiver. He went from receiver to running back. I think I would turn him back into a receiver. Either way, though, he's dynamic. He's super dynamic, and he's a small guy, but he's definitely dynamic and electric. They need a big playmaker. Okay, so now we're in kind of the value part of the draft. Now I think this is where we double-check how many we got left. So we have four picks left, and I still have other players that I want at the end. So let me see. Now I'm just going to play truly best available, whoever jumps off the board at me. This is a great part of the draft, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Day three is going to be fun, man.
I know this is going to be unpopular, but I'm going Riley Leonard. I really like Riley Leonard. I put down in my notes Riley Leonard no matter what. And at this point, if he's there at this point, I think that's a good pick. When the Niners had their you know, Alex Smith, Matt Maiocco, Brock Purdy, Steve Young, Jeff Garcia thing. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Riley Leonard came out and attended that and asked a question. So that to me was like, whoa, that was an eye opener. All right. So, all right. Now we're at the kind of the back end of the draft. I just went running back and wide receiver, and I've got three picks left. All right. Let's see who's on the board here. So now we're in the draft part where there's a lot of good running backs. I mean, look at this. I mean, you get Trevor Etienne, Jarquez Hunter, Khalil Mullings, Kyle Monongai, Taj Brooks. Yeah. I mean, this is a good group.
I think this is how it's going to go, too, because it's so stacked in rounds 5, 6, 7 for running backs. Like, there are so many guys there.
Yeah. Man, I love it. I love it. I'm going Kyle Monongai. I just
that's
think
your
he's
dude.
Just too good. But now there's other guys. Oh, Willie Lampkin just went to the Colts. Ah, Conyers just went. I was hoping for those guys. All right, let's see. I do have two more picks here. Let's see who's at the end. I probably go Teddy Buchanan here, linebacker from Cal.
I have a fifth round grade on him.
And now I'm in my last pick, I think, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did I go small school? I did.
Yeah, you took Central Arkansas, who I play NCAA dynasty mode with.
Okay, I think at this point, the guy that I'm going with here, I'm going with this guy from Jackson State, Robert McDaniel. This guy is awesome. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have not.
This guy led the nation in personal fouls. He is absolutely a monster hitter. Monster hitter. This is the kind of guy that makes you go, where the hell is that guy? Now, let me just double check. Let me see my picks, make sure I have everything I need besides this. So I got defensive tackle, guard, wide receiver, defensive end, linebacker, defensive end, corner, receiver.
No offensive tackle or safety.
This guy's a safety. But there's no offensive tackle here.
Let's see.
Let's take a look.
Tight end.
Yeah, I didn't get a tight end either. Let me see. Offensive tackle. I like Miles Hinton. I like Caleb Etienne. I don't know if I like any of those guys to draft. Okay, so that's not good. Tight end. Let's see. Tight end. Jurecek, I think, could be after the draft guy for the Niners. I like Fairweather. I like Cole Taylor. G. Scott's not bad. Malik Carr's not bad. Okay, don't see it there. gosh, really tough here. A lot of people. I like. There's a number of guys I like here. But Batty wouldn't be bad. Krosky Merritt wouldn't be bad. Do I have a receiver?
Yeah, you got Trey Harris.
I got Trey Harris. Okay. Let me see. What am I looking for here? I could go another linebacker. I don't really want to go offensive line there. I just don't quite like it. I don't want to push it where it ain't there. Ricky White's there. Oh, no, I'm going Eugene Asante.
There you go.
Wait a second. Kane Medrano. Dan Jackson's there. Yeah, Dan Jackson might not be bad. You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to go against my initial. I like this guy a lot.
That was a fun process to watch fold out, Larry.
This Robert McDaniel. Robert McDaniel. I'm going Robert McDaniel. He's just a ridiculous thumper. So there you go. Here's my picks. I go Walter Nolan, Donovan Jackson, Trey Harris, Jared Ivey, Chris Paul, David Walker, Dorian Strong, Breshard Smith, Riley Leonard, Kyle Manungai, Teddy Buchanan, Robert McDaniel.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Wow. So there you go.
Sign me up.
My guess is that your draft will probably people will look at it. So we doubled up with Donovan Jackson and
Dorian Strong.
I really wanted RJ Harvey, but you know, I went in a different direction. So I took a chance on Riley Leonard. So I went quarterback. You didn't go quarterback. I went one running back, one receiver, and one kind of playmaker in Breshard Smith, but I didn't get that tight end. I do like some of the undrafted tight ends. Anthony Torres, Dom Mazzotti, Rivaldo Fairweather, Jermaine Terry, some of those guys, Ben Jurecek. I could see the Niners being very active in the undrafted market as far as that goes. All right. Good stuff. Overall, I would say good mock drafts. I mean, how would we evaluate this? I mean, I would say yours filled a few more of the needs. Mine was a little bit more random going for guys that I liked. So,
I would say the Niners seem to always be a hybrid of that because Kyle always gets those one or two just like, oh, I just had to have them guys. And so like, that's interesting because I do think that you feel the needs as well. It's just, man, do you prefer Harmon or Walter Nolan? I feel like the consensus is Walter Nolan big time. And then, you know, in the middle,
Jackson.
Yeah, both went Jackson, which gosh, that would be, I think he's number 17 on my board. I love Donovan Jackson.
He's a tremendous player. I mean, you know, you got to remember this. He stepped in and went from right guard to left tackle. And played it well. They won the national championship. So, I mean, I kind of am intrigued by him just from the standpoint of, hey, you know what? You know the way this goes. I mean, you go to camp and you're saying he's our left guard, but you never know. Trent Williams could get hurt and be done for the year, and now you have no left tackle. Oh, wait, Donovan Jackson played left tackle for Ohio State. Oh, he can step in at left tackle. You know, suddenly it's like, well, wait a second. You know, you may have to draft a – I know right now you have Trent, but you may have to draft your starting left tackle. So it's nice to know that Donovan Jackson's played left tackle at a really high level. That's all.
It was a fun process, man. And I think it's interesting. You know, I went three Ohio State guys. Yeah, you went, I think, five Ole Miss guys. This is a powerhouse program. And this is kind of the result of the NIL. And what, like, there's always been powerhouses, but it's going to get more concentrated. And your Texas, your Ole Miss, your Ohio State, like, those schools are going to start to dominate the draft even more so than they did in the past. And it's going to be more concentrated at those powerhouse programs.
You know, it's funny. I think I went four Ole Misses, but you know, I would have gone five if I could have gotten Amos, the corner. I really liked Amos. And to me, that was the one. If I could have done this again, I would have had Amos there at 49 and I would have passed on Trey Harris and I would have gone with Amos, the corner, and gone D tackle, offensive tackle, corner, edge, linebacker. I think that's the route I'd rather go than go with the wide receiver early. But I do love Trey Harris. And I think there's, you know, the Ole Miss receivers, you know, play at a pretty high level. You know, if I was going to go with one extra pick, I would have been looking for Jordan Watkins, the other Ole Miss receiver. You know, here's the thing about Ole Miss too. I I'm not a big Lane Kiffin fan, but he's a great recruiter. And, you know, they didn't even make it to the playoff, but I watched them a lot of weeks. Why? Because they got all kinds of dudes. We didn't even mention Prince Amualemayan. He's probably a second-round pick. You know, they've got some other guys that we didn't even mention. But Ole Miss has a ton of talent this year, and that, you know, kind of speaks to how disappointing they were because they didn't do anything in the playoff. Juke Joint 523 says Jordan Watkins a fourth rounder. That's news to me. I mean, everything I've seen is round seven or undrafted. He could be, but we'll see. Let's hit a couple supers. We got that one. We got that one. We got that one. We didn't get these. I don't want to miss any of them after last week. Silent. The more I see him, Ezeraku is the cleanest defensive end. Let's talk about him for a second, because my concern with Mike Green is not necessarily about the off-field stuff, though that's a concern, but it's more about the football stuff. He's 6'2", he's 250, and I don't want to draft a guy with the 11th pick who I'm only putting on the field on third downs. And I guess the question is Ezeraku the same kind of thing? He's got great length. I will say this, Ezeraku, there were a couple of games where I didn't think Boston College was very good at all. And yet Ezeraku almost single-handedly, John, kept him in two or three games because he was just amazing. He's 250 pounds, but he's got really, really long arms. And he's just a, you know, if you're looking for a guy to just hunt the quarterback, he's really, really dangerous on third down as a speed rusher. I just don't know if he's only a speed rusher. Can he play first and second down as a hand in the dirt defensive end in a four-man front and stand up against a 330-pound offensive tackle and not, you know, and set that edge? And, you know, to me, it seems maybe wishful thinking to think he can do that.
And so, like, here's the problem is because, like, we started the show talking about production, right, Larry? Like, he had 21 tackle for losses and led the entire conference. Now, will that translate to the next level? The thing about Ezeraku is amazing leverage. And so, yeah, he is smaller. And again, probably should go to a 3-4, but he could play the wide nine. Do you want him out there on all, you know, your goal line packages and whatever else? No. But I do think that he is a quality run defender because he plays with such great leverage and he attacks. Like, when you watch pull the backside guard or the backside tight end and those samurai, you know, split zone, whatever, he attacks the hell out of it, plays with the right shoulder leverage consistently. So I think that he could. That's not why you're drafting him. And, you know, like Larry said, the small stature and weight will push him down the board. The production's off the charts, no doubt about it. But I think that this is a back end of the first, early second round grade. I don't think he makes it to 43. So I don't even think the Niners are going to have the chance to draft him. You don't take him at 11. I think he's going to go kind of, you know, high 20s, low 30s. That's kind of the point that type of player goes. But you're getting a damn good football player.
Well, you know, and it's funny, too. I mean, the edges come in different shapes and sizes. Who are the big, like, so the smaller edges would be, like, Ezeraku, 6'2", 248. Mike Green, 6'3", 251. Abdul Carter, 6'2", 249. The bigger edges would be, like, Shamar Stewart, 6'5", somewhere between 270 and 280. Nick Scorton, you know, 6'3", you know, in that 260, 270 range. Landon Jackson. Big player, 6'6", in the 260, 270-pound range. Jordan Birch, you know, he's 6'4". He's more like 280. Even JT Tuimoloau is over 270 pounds. Olufemi's a little smaller. Kennard from South Carolina is a little smaller. Uumalmalian is 240 pounds. Ashton Gelati is a big.
I love Gelati. I love Gelati.
Yeah, he's got a crazy motor. David Walker is about 270 on a 6'1 frame. Jared Ivey, who I took, is 6'6", 280, you know, in that range. Tyler Batty is from BYU, is 6'5", 270. So I would say those sound like the guys. Maybe the guy Hassanane from Boise State could be a day three Niner. He's 6'2", roughly around 270. Interesting. I'll tell you the two day three edge rushers that really, you know, intrigue me. I don't know if you've watched either of these guys, John, but Aiden Huntington from Tulane wears like 45 or 46 or something like that number. And he's 6'1", like 275, and he's an edge rusher. And he looks like a defensive tackle, but he's fast. And really productive, like 8 or 9 sacks. I mean, he's a pretty good player for Tulane. And then Johnny Walker Jr. from Missouri, who is another small edge. He's 6'3", 245. But Manny had two sacks in the All-Star game, and he just came flying off the corner, and he looked really, really good. So it's going to be, to me, how they fill this edge spot is going to be interesting. And I know they're intrigued by Shamar Stewart, but I wonder as we get closer, if they just say, you know what, the risk is just too great with Shamar.
That 11 pick is going to upset people. There is no way you're going to get adequate value and please half of the 49ers fan base. Like, people are going to be upset. Yeah, unless you trade back. That's really the only way.
Or if Membu fell,
right,
and they just took Membu, something like that. I think people would be like, all right, you know, big dominant right tackle. I guess the question is, you know, can he play left tackle? Nicholas Parr in the house. He said, looking forward to seeing these mock draft results, guys. Love when you collaborate. Hopefully Kruger can show up to the Road Rush draft party for a little while. I don't think I can go day one because I've got day one responsibilities, but possibly day two. Do I have to confirm, by the way, more before day two, or could I text
you
day two?
Dude, if you show up, the bat signal will be illuminated in the sky, and everybody will rejoice. You do not. There is a standing invitation to anybody in the crew community. No,
thank you, dude. Thank you. I appreciate that. Have a great holiday, guys. Yeah, we should tell everybody Happy Easter Sunday. You know, it's funny. I turned on the news last night. And the weather guy was like, yeah, there's, you know, a lot of people could be traveling around this weekend. There could be a lot of people on the roads and doing their thing. And it's like, you can't, it's like, I realize it's the news, but you can't just say, hey, it's Easter Sunday. I mean, we're in that mode where it's like, no, do not say it's Easter Sunday. Anyway, whatever that means. But everybody, hope everybody has a great holiday. Johnny, are you going to be hitting a brunch tomorrow?
We've got a big Easter dinner. That's the plan. And here's my life, if you want to know. Our French Bulldog's birthday is tomorrow. So, like, we've got Easter Sunday church. Then we've got some type of dog whatever celebration. That's my life. And then we got a big Easter dinner. So tomorrow's going to be a fun-filled day, celebrating all kinds of fun things and being with the family, which I'm excited about.
Easter dinner, is that ham? Is it turkey? Is it a roast of some kind? Are you going chicken? What?
I'm an Easter ham guy. I'm an Easter ham guy. Yes.
What do you put on top? Do you go with the brown sugar mustard? Whatever you put, that little brown sugar, little maybe a couple different kinds of mustard. Maybe some people like a little cloves. Maybe throw some cloves.
I'm a brown sugar guy. I'm not the big mustard guy. I could do the Dijon, right? But I like the brown. I like the sweet. And then you have those like ham sandwiches for like the next week. You know what I'm talking about, the leftovers. And I'm just like happiest man alive.
Is there anything better than a day after event ham sandwich? It's the saltiness of that ham, but on some nice bread. And, you get some nice little mayo, little mustard. Ooh.
That's what's up right there, man.
Man, that sounds good. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to I saw the private chat note. Okay, so we're going to put these – I'll put this out on Twitter. I'll probably make a video later today. Oh, it's cool. Callie Young says, it's called a glaze, Larry. Thank you. A little brown sugar, a little mustard, a little. It's called a glaze. Thank you, Callie. I needed you there. Kyle McKiernan with a little recommendation. Get yourself the Sierra Nevada mustard, Larry. Then get back to me. It's incredible. And the way he said get back to me, very Jim Calhoun, like, get your facts and then come back to me. Remember that? He lectured that guy. Aren't you making the most of any state employee in the state of Connecticut? Get your facts and come back to me, Jim Calhoun. One for the ages. All right, that's going to do it. Hope everybody has a great day. If you have an extra 2 hours this afternoon, or if you just want to get more draft coverage, from noon to 2 today on KMBR 680, we're going to have a two-hour draft show that will include Matt Maiocco, the great Dane Brugler, Todd Husak, and Ryan Fowler.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that, and should be great. John, always awesome to stream with you. Once again, on the way out the door, tell people one more plug for the draft party.
Yeah, come out with us, man. North Beach area, San Francisco, days one and day two, family-friendly event. Kids get in free. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get to meet D'Amador Lenore. Let's go, let's go.
Hit a like and subscribe on your way out the door. Support both channels. Thanks to our sponsors, Pig in a Pickle and LearnKey Upskill Academy. The links are in the description below. For John, I'm Larry. Have a great Saturday. Happy Easter, everybody. Peace.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.